This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. A Jewish U.S. Army major says he had no choice but to resign to protest U.S. support for Israel's war in Gaza. In his first TV interview, Harrison Mann tells CBS's Jim Axelrod.
We saw, even from the first days of the Israeli air campaign, willingness to inflict very high civilian casualties.
Hunter Biden, his sister, and the first lady arrived at court last hour in Wilmington for opening arguments at Hunter's federal gun trial. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Hunter Biden has admitted that he used drugs. The question is whether technically what happened on those forms when he purchased a firearm was an intentional lie.
House Speaker Mike Johnson not impressed as President Biden gets set to sign an executive order that would partially shut down asylum processing at the U.S.-Mexico border.
It's too little, too late. Now he's trying to desperately show the American people somehow that he wants to address the issue that he himself created.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a Milwaukee teenager who was killed in April is suing the man charged with her murder. Sharday Robinson's mother, Sheena Scarborough, is seeking damages for emotional distress. She also wants the money Maxwell Anderson made after he sold his house last month. Police have found several body parts believed to be Robinson's. Wisconsin Democrats meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to take back the state assembly majority.
We are currently 35 out of the 99 seats. If Democrats win 15 seats, they get a 50-seat majority in the state assembly, and we're fighting for at least that number.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Witter Park Aquatic Center opens for the season this Thursday at noon. Day pass rates are $7 for swimmers ages 3 and up. A guardian pass for a non-swimmer is $2 for residents and $4 for non-residents. You can get a city resident punch pass for $20. That's good for 5 visits. You can find out more information and season pass prices at wirapids.org. The Wisconsin Rapids Park and Recreation Department is still looking for a few more lifeguards. If you or someone you know is looking for a fun summer job, email Parks and Rec. The next Ruby's Pantry is scheduled for Saturday, June 15th in Wisconsin Rapids. Distribution is from 8 to 9:30 a.m. Plan to be there early to line up at Pitch Early Learning Center on 17th Street South. Food bundles are $25 and approximately 70 pounds of food. Cash only unless you sign up and pay online ahead of time. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into tonight. The overall severe weather risk is low, but there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. 82 today, 59 tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your head, your head host.
Well, you are the head host. It's true.
And now I'm giving myself even more titles here. Yeah, that's great. That's real. That's going to go over well.
Well, it doesn't come with a pay raise. So
no, it doesn't.
You can give yourself
no.
as many titles as you want.
Your co-head host, Seth Habegger, and head of production over here.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks for joining us. 9 o'clock hour is jam-packed. We're a little bit later going to play a quiz, and I want everybody to play along.
Ooh.
Can you name the movie each hit song is in?
Oh, I can't wait.
We'll have some fun with that. That's coming up a little bit later. Looking forward to it. We'll also get into some other great stuff, too. But I want to kick things off talking a little entertainment.
Okay.
And we'll dive right into this one right here that's kind of interesting. A reboot of the competition series American Gladiators is in the works for Prime Video.
Say what?
Yeah. There's currently a nationwide search for contestants to take on professional gladiators in the arena. Fans of the show will recognize the return of classic challenges like the Eliminator, the Hang Tough, and there'll be new games too. The original series ran from 89 to 96, and then it was revived for two seasons back in 08.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'd forgotten about that.
Totally. Yeah.
There's no word on when the series will air or who will host it, both important factors. I think you got to release this next summer. You don't release it any other time but summer.
I agree.
That way you're not putting too much expectations on ratings and those things. And I think Rob Riggle or somebody like that would make a good host.
He would make an excellent host.
He's a good host. He's a good MC. And he's got the military background. So, right. I mean, he's got something that he can kind of bring into it, I think. But you got to have a good host for this.
Yeah.
You definitely have to have a good host because that's what's going to bring a lot of people. If you were going to reboot this, they had the right idea of rebooting it in the early aughts. Doing it now, where so many of the people that did like the show are in our age range, I don't know you're going to get a lot of people streaming if you're Amazon. If network TV was doing this, it might be a little bit different.
Yeah.
But this is going to be streaming on Amazon, and I don't know how many people you're going to get to jump in on this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wow. You know, where I grew up, and I don't know where it was because it was a syndicated show, it was always like, really late at night.
Yeah.
Like on a Saturday night or something like that. So the only time I watched it was like when I was hanging out with friends, you know, we're at a sleepover or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're up late anyway. So we're watching American Gladiators and the great Larry Zonka.
Yes.
And one of the great hosts. Zonka. Good old Larry. Oh, man.
Great host. Great name, too.
But I mean, they were popular enough that some of the gladiators ended up being in, like, they would be guest spots in other shows and that kind of stuff. Some of the names.
Nitro.
Yes.
I remember this show, but I always remember this show being more hype than actual delivery.
It really was.
It was always a show where you went into it with expectations and thinking this would be cool, or this is going to be cool, and then it plays out, and it's just kind of like, oh, they got eliminated right away, or
these like superior like physical specimens, and then they got like normal people that are trying to do it. It's like. Not that even, you guys. It's kind of hard.
I think if this has a chance, two big things. Like I said, the host. Mm-hmm. So that's 1A. 1B, having the gladiators being former athletes.
A
just retired football player, a guy who has been in commercials, a guy that you know. Mm-hmm. So that's going to bring people in.
Yep.
Having some of that, and it also gives a job to some of these players that are, you know, not going into coaching or not going into TV or something. There's only so many TV gigs.
Really, there is. It may not seem because they keep adding people.
Yeah,
but it may seem like there's not. It really isn't.
I think that's one idea. And what you just to piggyback on what you're saying there, I actually don't think you bring in normal people, quote unquote normal people anymore.
Oh, okay.
I think you bring in some of these people, some fringe athletes.
Right,
I
that are like really fit kind of people. Right, yeah.
It's the storyline of seeing your average Joe get far in the tournament doesn't have the weight that it used to. People have seen enough of that in society. Mm-hmm. We've seen enough of, that guy held his own against those retired athletes.
Right.
We've seen that. And we've got a billion other competition shows that are kind of like that and everything.
Right. And, you know, and it's kind of a spiritual successor to that is one that they just did recently, The Floor is Lava, which is a very actually entertaining show, I gotta say. Yeah. It's like an obstacle course with, you know, fake lava. Mm-hmm. So if you fall in, you're gone, you know, like kind of thing. So it's an entertaining show, but it reminded me a little bit of the courses they did on American Gladiators. Yeah. It's actually pretty similar without the people there, of course, but yeah.
It's it'll be interesting to see what happens with that and how that develops. The individual plan of Spotify is going up from $10.99 to $11.99. The duo plan is jumping from $14 to $16, and the family plan is being raised from $16 to $19. We bring this up because yesterday was not a great day for Spotify, image-wise. First, they announced the raising of the prices.
Mm-hmm.
But then Daniel Ek, the Spotify CEO, not only put his foot in his mouth, put his whole leg in his mouth.
Gosh.
Because he's saying it costs close to zero to create content. So this genius that lives in a bubble, like all CEOs seem to, decided that the day that they're raising prices to tell his consumer, his clients, basically, that it doesn't cost them anything to get these things.
Yep.
His exact quote was, "Today, with the cost of creating content being close to zero, people can share an incredible amount of content." Of course, anyone who actually creates content, which some of us still like about music, will tell you that it does not, in fact, cost close to zero to make, and at least not if you're doing it right.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
As one record label put it, quote, artists and bands spend huge amounts of time and resources learning their craft, acquiring equipment, rehearsing, writing, recording, employing producers, mixers, etc.
It's a job.
Eck later clarified that he didn't mean to, quote, devalue the time, effort, or resources involved in creating meaningful works. Because he got his hand caught in the cookie jar. So of course, he said. He said the quiet part out loud.
Well, and then there's the other thing, too. It's like, yeah, maybe for Spotify, yeah, it doesn't cost you because you're just reaping the rewards from all these people that the hard work they did.
Yeah.
So remember, everyone, Spotify is partially owned by the big three record labels, which basically that's all there is anymore in the world. And so they have a vested interest in...
There's certainly a lot of danger in a lot of this stuff when it comes to Spotify or any of these services and what they're doing to artists and how much they pay artists every day I'm closer and closer to just completely deleting Spotify and never using it again. I'm inches and inches closer every day, and I've never been closer than after reading about this last night and everything. I have a podcast with my daughter, and Spotify is a good resource for us with that because it's a go-to for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I am inching closer and closer to asking her, like, hey, let's take it off the platform. Let's just go ahead and survive somewhere else.
Right.
There's a lot of other
platforms out there.
There's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
And the only way to get people like this guy to listen is to stop using these services. Mm-hmm. That's the only way they're going to listen is when you affect their wallet.
Right.
It's like anything else in life. You want to be heard. How do you get people to hear you? Mm-hmm. It's not finding them. It's not putting on a protest or having a bunch of people online having that they're going to sign
a petition or something.
Yeah, they might hear some of that, but you want to get them to listen. Get in their wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Get to their advertisers. Yeah. That's how you get them to listen. And if you truly want to make change and you want them to hear us, that's how you get it done.
Right.
So that's not something that one person does and they're going to hear you. It's going to take masses.
Yeah.
It's going to take many of us doing this and agreeing to do this. And it can happen. We've seen it in human history. We've seen plenty of times where people have protested something and corporations have listened.
There's other platforms out there. Streaming services that pay the artists much better. There's streaming services that that aren't as big, but still have tons and tons of music on them. You do have a few more choices than you do for other things. So, I mean, that's what you're saying. Absolutely, that you do have an opportunity to do that with this.
I'm not talking about your mom and pop businesses or nonprofits or anything. Mm-hmm. But if you're a CEO of a company, I would not feel good about being a CEO. Just in general, even if nobody knows who you are, nobody knows your name. Mm-hmm. Every time a CEO comes up in a conversation, it's never good.
Right.
It's never been anything positive. It's always these kind of comments or these kind of things.
Because they're not that smart.
No.
Okay. They're very mediocre. You know why? Because all of these tech people, they're middlemen. That's all they are. They don't create anything. They provide the platform. That's all they do. And that because they control the platform, that's why they make money, because they're gatekeepers and they are the ones that have the keys to the kingdom. You have to go through them in order to get to the people.
Yeah.
That's why they make money. That's all they're doing. They're not that smart.
Their great contribution to the creative format is I have money. I'm a producer. I have money, so therefore I have some say, or I can control this, or I actually can fill out the contracts a little bit and make it that you don't get nothing back, and all these sorts of things. While the creatives, the people that are actually creating this content that you want to listen to or you want to hear or watch or anything, are the ones not getting the money.
Yeah.
What does that remind you of? what does that remind you of? That's just, it ain't right. The whole system is mucked up when it comes to if that's
very
how
broken. broken. Very broken.
And maybe that's part of the reason why Cyndi Lauper's getting out. No, it's probably not. She's had a long, great career.
Yes,
and
yes.
Cyndi Lauper announced recently her farewell tour.
Mm.
It's called the Girls Just Want to Have Fun Farewell Tour. Great name. That's a great way
to
do it.
Perfect.
You're going to have your last tour. Give a shout out to your first tour.
Big hit, yeah.
She'll be joined by surprise special guests who will be announced later. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Cyndi's documentary, Let the Canary Sing, hit Paramount Plus today. It's the story of her career as an artist and as an activist.
Mm, cool.
I'll check that out. I would check that out. I have always enjoyed her.
Yes.
I love her. I as much as I think she has a very unique singing voice and a fun singing voice, I love hearing her interviews.
Mm-hmm.
She's just got a regular good speaking voice.
Yes,
it's just
she
fun.
Does.
And I've always appreciated it. I don't have any of her music in my shuffle or anything like that. I'm not saying I'm a gigantic fan. Her as a person, I've always been a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way she's always handled herself in her career.
And she's very talented. A very talented she songwriter is. and producer, too, in her own right. So
I think that a number of her songs stand out in her career, certainly. Mm-hmm. But if you want to credit what Seth is saying, True Colors. Like True
yeah.
Colors alone,
if
that was
tune.
The only one she did,
mm-hmm.
you know, that song holds up. That song's one of
it
those
does.
Ones. It's eternal. It probably will always be around.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those songs. But now we got to get to the heated part of our conversation of entertainment here.
Okay.
Where, you know, we've had a lot of beef conversations lately with Kendrick Lamar and Drake and some of these things. And now Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks are going at it. I mean, what the what?
Let's get our septuagenarian fight here going on.
Actually, two of the nicest people in Hollywood history.
It seems that way.
Like,
really
two people that you have a hard time finding five people that have a problem with them. Like, go ahead and try to find five people that
mm-hmm.
you, that even in your personal life, don't like these two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good luck. Good luck. But they have a problem with each other, apparently. They have beef going back to more than 30 years, thanks to the 1989 classic Turner and Hooch.
Oh, gosh. Really?
Winkler was originally supposed to direct it, but he got fired, supposedly because of a run-in with Hanks.
Ooh.
Years ago, Henry even said, quote, "Let's just say I got along better with Hooch than I did Turner." That's a good line.
That's a good line. I like that one.
Well, in a recent interview, Henry revealed what he thinks caused the whole thing. They were scouting locations in the seaside town of Carmel, California, when a woman came running out of a store yelling, quote, "Henry, Fonz, Fonz, oh my God." And Henry said, to quote, "And of course, you know, Tom Hanks." This lady comes running out and noticed Henry right away and made a big deal out of seeing the
right,
Fonz
the
and
Fonz,
stuff.
Right, yeah.
For some reason, that offended Tom, or at least Henry thinks it did.
Okay.
And when Henry was fired 13 days into filming, the director of photography told him, quote, "I knew that was going to happen on that day in Carmel, because Henry Winkler and this person thought that Tom Hanks was offended by this.
Okay.
It's not likely these guys are going to come to blows, though. Henry has said that things are always cordial when they run into each other. And apparently, since this has come out, Tom Hanks has reached out to Henry Winkler to kind of clear the air and everything.
Right.
This was actually a money thing. Turner and Hooch was losing money the moment it was cast. and they were looking to cut costs anywhere they could.
Right.
And Henry Winkler, as you might imagine, has a bit of a bigger paycheck than your average director
mm-hmm.
that would take on that role
right.
or take on that film. So now, whatever the reasons are, only the producers truly know the reasoning, but it has come out in more recent years, even before this article,
mm-hmm.
that movie, along with a couple of other movies under that production company, had to really cut costs left and right. Thus, the reason why you're doing a movie like Turner and Hooch, and your second lead star is a dog. You know, I don't think you have to have a lot of insight into the Hollywood game to understand that a dog is going to be paid a lot less than an actor.
By the way, that happens a lot.
Yeah, yeah, it
with
does.
Movies, or
yeah.
at least it did. I don't know what things are these days, but man, you hear stories about all these kinds of things. Oh, we got to cut costs. We got to cut costs. How do we do it?
And I think it's also noteworthy. You've never heard one person in human history say that ego on that Tom Hanks. Let me tell you, like, yeah,
To be fair, I mean, I think, you know, Tom Hanks does have a very, you know, friendly demeanor and stuff, but he's human.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got a temper. I'm sure he has feelings that get hurt and stuff. And maybe that was just an example because that was earlier in his career. You know, maybe things have changed now and maybe he had more of a chip on his shoulder back then. Who knows? You know, he was trying to make it and all these kind of things. So, and wanted to be taken seriously. And yeah.
It'd be interesting to see him have an ego then, before the Oscars. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Turner and Hooch is, you know, this is Tom Hanks, Man with One Red Shoe.
Yeah.
This is Splash Tom Hanks. This is Volunteers Tom Hanks. You know, this is right. not the serious actor Tom Hanks.
In Joe versus I believe Volcano.
This is, God, yes. God, I love Joe versus the Volcano. I love all those movies. I grew up on those movies. I love every one of those
anyway,
Tom Hanks movies.
Yep.
It's hard to think of him having this, you know, quote unquote mm-hmm. ego back then, where he is a comedic actor just taking roles, taking parts and stuff. I don't know that could be the reasoning behind
it. I don't know.
It. I don't know.
It's speculation on my part.
It's kind of interesting. Find out more this summer when these two go to blows in the heavyweight fight that they're going to have at Dallas. It's going to be the pre-fight between the Tyson and Jake Paul.
There you go.
Actually, I want to see them do this, but a battle of nice.
Yeah.
I want to see a battle. Try to out nice each other.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be hilarious?
It'd be great.
They
It'd
get
be great.
A stage together and all they do is just trade compliments.
Yes.
That's all they do.
It's just them. The whole battle begins as soon as they enter the stage. Because, oh no, you go ahead and take a seat
yeah,
first.
No, you go.
Do you want to sit there? You go ahead. Let me get the chair out for you. That's the power move. Yeah. That's the power move when you pull the chair out for the other person. Then they have to sit down.
Nice off. Yeah, oh, I love it.
I like that. I don't know. I think that's kind of interesting. We will take a time out checking with our partners here. We'll come back and talk a little rafters. And we have our great quiz we're going to be doing after our news break.
All right.
Can you name the movie hit song it's in, the movie song that it's in?
I can't wait.
It's
can't
coming
wait.
Up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks!
WFHR invites you to join David Farmbrough of Caldwell Bankers Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. The next show is coming up and we'll be talking about topics that matter to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So if you're looking forward to welcoming David Farmbrough to the show and taking your questions, be sure to tune in every second Tuesday of the month at 3:30 right here on your locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into tonight. The overall severe weather risk is low, but there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. 82 today, 59 tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Got some fun stuff to get into. I'm going to talk a little rafters in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get into this one. I thought this is kind of interesting, Seth. If you're looking for another opportunity to wear that bold red evening gown or that red blazer or something like that, maybe on your next flight.
Huh?
Yeah. A recent report claims wearing the color red when you fly can help make your travel day smoother and less anxiety-inducing. Huh?
Okay.
The idea is that red subconsciously makes people think that you're more important or of higher status. So airline staff may be more attractive to you, and the red might even attract more favorable treatment, like giving you a seat upgrade or extra snacks and drinks. There are studies to back this up, but they aren't unique to air travel. The blog that published the article is focused on, quote, airplane tips, but the research is about how the color red is generally associated with and perceived attractiveness, and how red can impact alertness and reaction times. If you're someone who wants a lot of special treatment from the airline staff, it's probably worth testing this out. And if you're tucked back in the window seat, make sure the flight attendant can see your red when they come out with the pretzels. You want that extra bag of pretzels. Having the red. Now, I would think that here in Wisconsin, a lot of Badger fans are pretty happy to hear about this, wearing that red, that crimson that they like to. I like the idea of testing this out, but I wouldn't expect much. I think this is a lot more, like, surveys are great for a lot of things, but I think that when it comes to certain stuff, it's a case-by-case thing.
I am reluctant to buy in too much to the whole color. I mean, there's a whole industry now of, like, this color will induce, you know, thoughtfulness, or this will jazz you up, or that kind of thing. I'm sure there's a little bit to that, but I think the weight that people assign to it is a little heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and we've had this conversation before. Remember power ties in the 1980s? Mm-hmm. Wear that bright red tie. It's a power tie, and you're going to use it to power yourself over your rivals or whatever it was. You know, use bright colors, and that's why primary colors were so big in the 80s. Just weird, but you know, but it was because it was like that. It's like, yeah.
I remember I never thought much about this or anything until I think it was a class I took at Lincoln, Search for Identity. I think it was Mr. Dresser that did this. And a shout out to him and that class. It's a fun class, an interesting one. Anybody that took it knows exactly what I'm talking about. We watched and we studied the movie Jesus Christ Superstar.
Okay.
And one of the things that Norman Jewison did with that was certainly having a black man as Judas.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, but it was specific. He went out of his way to make sure that Judas was in red. And that this was important to him because he believed that red was, it was kind of a tip to the audience or an inside thing to the audience in that, and that the way the color red was perceived.
Right.
And it was from that movie that a lot of other directors started casting their bad guys in red. Or you see a lot of Westerns where the bad guy has a red bandana.
Yep.
That kind of thing. So it's interesting to think of red being perceived as this when so much of movie history, especially the 70s and early 80s. Red is considered that go-to color for the villain,
for the bad guy. Which is fascinating.
Yeah,
maybe it's the whole power dynamic thing that's supposed to come from. I don't know, and
I have no idea.
It seems a little carrying a little too much water for a color. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
It feels like asking a lot of
really.
Like, hey, this is going to give me a better seat or something like that because I wore a bunch of red. Or you just decked out in red? They might just be like avoiding you then. It might be too much red.
They made a mistake. Instead of the color red, what they meant was simply red.
The
music they needed, you know, they just needed him to you know.
Calling back the years, man.
But he's a good singer.
Oh my God. Great singer. Simply Red, underrated singer. Underrated singer. Could had some soul to him, that man.
It's true, he did.
Now I got Simply Red stuck in my head.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to do that.
It's going to be in my head. We're going to get to our news break. Before we do, I want to send a shout out to Tyler Miller, Assistant General Manager of your Wisconsin Rabbits Rafters.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler joins us on the Playmakers a couple of times a year, a couple of times during the month.
Yep.
And certainly as we are in the middle of Rafter season, he's going to be with us more and more. Next Playmakers, this coming Monday, we're going to have Andy, new voice of the Rafters, joining us. Looking forward to that. But a shout out to Tyler bringing us one of the mini bats.
That's one of their giveaways.
The Rafters have these amazing promos and giveaways and everything. And he came by and dropped off a mini bat for us. I appreciate that. That's a lot of fun. I'm going to chase Seth around with this during the break. So you got a head start. Go ahead and get a head start. But thank you, Tyler. Thank you for that.
That's
really cool. Find out more. Of course, the Rafters were rained out yesterday. We are back in action tonight. Not tonight. The Rafters have a day off.
They actually have an off day today.
Yep. So they got two back-to-back days here because of the rain out, which is really good.
That's weird for them. They're usually playing every day. Yeah.
Yeah. That can only mean good things for these athletes. Mm-hmm. Getting a little extra day of rest here. Never heard
beginning
anybody.
Beginning of the season, yeah.
Get back in action tomorrow as the Raptors are in Madtown to take on Madison. That'll be our five. And that's back-to-back days. Wednesday and Thursday, the Raptors will be in Madison taking on the Mallards.
Mallards.
Mm-hmm. 5:50, our pregame will start for Wednesday and Thursday. Keep in mind, on Thursday, Friday, we've got some early softball for you, everybody, on our sister station, WIRI 105.5.
Early.
Yeah, 8 a.m. start time. Yes. Assumption softball versus Pacelli semifinals at the state tournament mm-hmm. taking place again on WIRI. Mike and Seth going to cover that one for you, so yeah. You know it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. So, and if they win that one, Saturday morning, there'll be the championship game, so we'll hopefully be able to carry that one too.
Roll Royals.
Yeah.
Roll Royals. And roll Rats. We'll get to our news break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show. Oh, I got to remind everybody. Get ready to call up everybody in the next segment. Can you name the movie each hit song is in? That's the quiz.
Ooh, the quiz.
Yeah, coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. You can now add emergency contacts to your Wisconsin driver's license. It's part of legislation from last year to make it easier to contact family and loved ones in case of an emergency. You can add the contact the next time you get your license renewed or add it online right now at the DOT's website. Wisconsin ranks 11th in the nation for overall well-being for older adults. That's according to the United Health Foundation's annual report, which is striving to be more comprehensive than past reports.
This report now looks at things like disability status, sexual orientation, and veteran status. So it really gives state policymakers and public health officials an ability to understand where the disparities exist.
Dr. Rhonda Randall is United Healthcare's chief medical officer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The people of Unity and Edgar are still recovering from the tornadoes that tore through their towns just a few weeks ago. And with the severe weather season only ramping up, it's important to know what to do during a disaster cleanup. For example, public crews can only do so much for you. In some circumstances, it's your responsibility to take care of. If a tree tips over and its stump is in the village right of way, the town will take care of it. But if it's on your private property, you'll have to go through a local company. If damage is done around the house and not to the house, there's not much the village can do to help. Mark your calendars for the McMillan Memorial Library Plant Swap. It's Saturday, June 22nd from 10 to 3. Everyone is welcome to attend, trade their homegrown plants, and share plant care tips. Plants and seeds need to be healthy and pest-free, labeled, and can be in soil or rooted in water. Please only bring pots that you are willing to give away. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Homecoming for Reese Hoskins. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Reese Hoskins spent his first 7 years with the Phillies before signing with Milwaukee in free agency. It was Hoskins' first night back in Philadelphia. Fans gave him a standing ovation at the start of the game. Top of the seventh, he came to the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins deep left, and a homecoming for the ages for Reese Hoskins. It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but mostly standing and clapping for Hoskins.
Hoskins' home run turned out to be the only scoring for the Brewers as they lost 3-1 to the Phillies. Hoskins on the welcome he received from the Phillies fans.
It's just what this fan base has done. Just overwhelmed with emotion there.
NFL Vikings making Justin Jefferson not only the highest paid wide receiver, but the highest paid player other than a quarterback. 4 years, $110 million guaranteed. OTAs continue this week for the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo, all great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into tonight. The overall severe weather risk is low, but there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. 82 today, 59 tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic morning out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate the best listeners in radio being with us. And one of the things we love working with you guys on is you guys interacting with us. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600, 424-2600. You call up, play along with us. Maybe you win some something, you know? Maybe. Speaking of winning something, keep on listening, everybody. We've got our Summer Schooner statewide contest going on here at Civic Media.
Yes, we do.
Be listening for your opportunity to win.
Yes.
Great stuff going on. All you got to do is download the Civic Media app and get ready to text us our keywords at the top of hours, and boom, just like that, you're in on the running for this stuff.
Lots of chances every single day, and every hour has a winner. Every day has a winner, and then we got two grand prizes. I mean, lots of prizes given away, man.
And just in the first couple of days of us doing this, you guys have already stepped up quite
a bit. The response has been amazing.
It's been awesome. Keep that coming, everybody. We appreciate all of you, and thank you for supporting local radio.
Yes.
So this one is a fun one, Seth, and we want everybody to play along with this. I'm going to challenge you on some of these, of course.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah, I'm ready.
We want the audience to play along as well, see how you do comparatively with Seth, and I'll throw some in here. Can you name the movie each hit song is in?
Okay.
Mentalfloss.com put together a quiz to test your movie and music knowledge. See if you can name the movie each hit song is in. The quiz online is in the form of multiple choice, so keep it simple. We're just going to be giving you the answer. Well, I'll bring up the question, and then, you know, we'll give you the answer of it, of course.
Yes.
But there's some fun ones out there. I think there's some pretty easy ones, too, like Take My Breath Away. From Berlin. From 1986.
That was from Top Gun.
Yes, Top Gun.
In fact, you could fill up a whole one of these with Top Gun. That soundtrack had a lot of hits on it. It's pretty remarkable.
Speaking of that, Seth, we of course have I don't think we can do this list and not talk about certain artists.
Right.
Isn't it a mystery?
Yeah.
That voice right there, is the heart of the 80s, really.
I'm telling you, man.
The guy that changed soundtracks completely. So there's this guy right here with this song right here.
I'm
See, I didn't even know this was from a soundtrack. I didn't know this was from a soundtrack.
Oh, yeah?
No, I didn't.
So you don't know the movie
then? I don't know the movie
on
that. I mean, I did. I saw the thing, but before that, I didn't know it, so I'm not going to cheat. Okay. I'm going to be honest about it. I didn't know.
We'll leave that one to the end, and we'll see if the audience can get that one.
All right, all right.
424-2600, call up and get the answer right. And
yep.
See
how you, I think we have someone.
Right away. Go, what's your answer?
Caddyshack.
Yes, Caddyshack.
How old have you not ever watched this movie?
Seen parts and pieces. I've never seen it all the way through. I've just seen clips and stuff. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yes.
And some of the more famous scenes and stuff from it.
Well,
but,
especially that song in particular, if I remember right, at the end, you got the gopher dancing to this song, right?
Oh,
I believe so.
I don't think I've seen that part.
Oh, yeah. It's classic. It holds up, too. The animatronics or whatever they use for that gopher still hold up, I think. It's a classic movie.
Oh, okay.
And Kevin, you a fan of that movie?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
No surprise.
One of the dumbest questions I've ever asked a listener in my life. Yeah. As I was saying it, I could feel the question being done. Yeah. That's a class. I know that certain movies may not hold up that well or anything, but there's other ones that I think that we were fortunate to grow up with. Airplane, to this day, I think still holds up comedy-wise. I think Caddyshack's another one of those ones where it just still holds up. The comedy in it is still pretty good.
Actually, I just watched that together the other day on streaming service.
So, right on. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those movies, though, I think that if it's nothing really truly on and you're flipping through your streaming services and you're looking at the movies,
yes,
and that one comes up,
yeah.
I mean,
No, you're right, man. Yeah. That it's one of those ones. It's one of those ones that everybody either knows or they know that they know it from something.
Exactly, yeah.
I know I should know that from somewhere. It's something somewhere. I should know that one. Always good to talk to you, man. Feel free to call back, all right?
All right, guys.
You too. Appreciate you. Best listeners in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a pretty well-known one. How about How Deep Is Your Love from the Bee Gees? From 1977.
Yeah, How Deep Is Your Love, 1977. That Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah, nicely
That's got to be from that one,
done.
Yeah.
So, in part, because I don't have the multiple choice, I'm kind of giving you the year. So
okay, that's good. That's
you
nice.
You can kind of maybe gauge this a little bit
more. It helps.
More.
It does.
How about this classic from Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram?
Okay.
It's a little tougher one, I think, actually.
Oh, I know this one now.
Yeah.
So. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Got this one?
This is from An American Tale, yes.
I remember watching,
I think I went to the theater to see that movie. And I remember watching it, you know, over and over and over again. Because it was on VHS. Yeah. Come on, man.
That was one of those ones.
Yes.
Yeah, that was I actually think that song was more popular than the movie. It was one of those.
It might
times.
Have been. It was a huge hit. Yeah.
I don't remember American Tale being a bomb. I don't remember it doing bad. I think it was, but it was also one of those at a time where it didn't hit like I think they thought it would.
No, because that was the time when the animator Don Bluth was trying to take on Disney.
That's it.
Because he was a former was animator for Disney, yes. And he tried to form his own company. And he made some actually really good movies. They just never quite... did what he wanted them to do.
Yeah. I will say that one, my sister loved that movie. We watched that movie a lot. Because
I'll bet
Jillian
you did.
Jillian couldn't get enough of that movie.
All right.
I got another one for you right here. Start with the great Tina Turner.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
1985.
Oh, yeah. In fact, she was in the movie.
Yes. Oh, God, was she in the movie. was she in the movie. I cannot tell you how many times I watched this movie. Anybody want to take a guess what movie this is from 1985?
Yep.
Her delivery, man. Her dramatic delivery.
Yep.
Something.
Yep. And in fact, the movie just released is In This World.
Yeah.
If you need another hint, everybody.
715-424-2600.
Her
earrings.
Oh, man.
Her earrings in this music video.
How did her ears not fall off? Yeah, They're huge. Man. And her outfit. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And if that didn't give it away, I don't know what will. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome from 1985. Yep. Back when we can enjoy Mel Gibson.
Can't we?
Back when we have...
Back when we still didn't know who he really was.
Yes, I had just
an actor, just an Aussie actor. That's all he was at that time.
Interestingly, I think that this next one, Kiss from a Rose from Seal.
Mm.
Now, right away, I immediately thought of Batman Forever.
Yes.
I think one of the better 90s soundtracks.
It was awesome.
It was amazing. It was better than the movie. And I look, I'm a big 100%. Batman guy, but that one was rough.
it wasn't as bad as Batman and Robin, but it was still pretty bad.
Yeah, it was nowhere near. Because I actually think, you know what? One of my most controversial takes that anybody's going to hear. The best Batman I ever saw, other than if we're not talking Michael Keaton, because Michael Keaton's kind of the GOAT for a lot of us that grew up with him.
Especially that grew up in that time, yeah.
But Val Kilmer, incredible as Batman. I thought he nailed it as Batman. He was good as Bruce Wayne and Batman and treated both characters differently.
I thought he was a very good Batman. I am going to push back. I thought he was a boring Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that was a little bit more to, because Michael Keaton is just like a charming person.
Yeah.
And it's hard for him not to be charming as Bruce Wayne and I think the actual Bruce Wayne is supposed to be more dull and vacant, you know, to contrast the whole Batman thing. So maybe he was more truer to the character.
100% agree with you. but I think we both view Bruce Wayne differently.
Because I
view Bruce Wayne as the playboy. And the guy trying to take your eye off the ball. Take your eye off the ball. Don't pay any attention to the guy in the cape over there. I'm this guy. I'm crazy.
Okay.
I'm egotistical. I have all these things and stuff. I'm narcissistic so that you don't think about Batman. You don't think, oh, he could never be Batman. Even though, I mean, it's got to be pretty obvious if you live in Gotham.
You're thinking of the animated Batman.
Oh, probably.
You're thinking Kevin Conroy. That is what you're thinking.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. You got that right. You got that.
Because that's how he played it in the animated show. He was like a party guy kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, they say Kiss from a Rose from Seal is actually from Neverending Story 3 from 1994. It was on both soundtracks. It was on Batman Forever the year after.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even remember Neverending Story 3.
I knew there was a sequel. I didn't know there was a third one.
I didn't either. I knew there was a sequel. I did not know there was a third one, let alone it had a soundtrack.
But they picked that over Batman Forever?
Yeah.
That's weird. No, sorry.
That one's a little more of an easier one.
Yeah.
How about Happy from Pharrell Williams? A more modern one.
Oh, no. I don't know what that's from. Oh, my gosh. Is it from Happy Feet?
Close. You're getting close.
Oh, I'm getting close to it. Okay.
Anime, Pixar movies. Yeah, I'm getting close.
Oh, shoot.
It's going to come to you.
I'm blanking.
You can steal this one from Seth, everybody. 715-424-2600. 424-2600.
You ready to steal?
Call up and let us know what movie you think that one's from.
I got nothing on that.
Okay.
Surprised Beth hasn't texted in. Oh, maybe she did. Oh, here we go.
She's blowing up your phone right now. She's going crazy. What are you talking about? How did you not know that? I should be there. And rightfully so, Beth. Rightfully so.
Yeah, no.
I completely encourage you to do what you're doing, whatever every bit of it. That is from Despicable Me too.
Oh my God! Well, I have not seen the sequel. I have seen the first one, but I haven't seen the sequel. So
you know, my dad really. I've never seen one of those movies, but my dad likes those movies. So I've seen clips and scenes from it, like all over. And I really do love Steve Carell's voice in that movie. Like
he does such a great job.
I really do like his voice in that one. Here's a little bit of a tougher one, I think, everybody. A little Stevie Wonder.
Okay, I think I know which one this is.
Another one of those ones where I believe that the song was a bigger hit than the movie. 100%.
And if I remember, they had a couple of hits from that soundtrack, if I remember correctly.
Yes, yes.
And I don't even know who was in the movie, to tell you the truth. I remember the songs, though.
But you remember the movie.
I do, and I think it's The Lady in Red, right?
Yeah, The Woman in Red.
The Woman in Red, okay. The song was The Lady in Red from Chris, what's his face? DeBerg. Chris DeBerg. Yes. That was his big hit, yeah.
Wow, they really dropped the ball on that. You would think The Lady in Red would be in The Woman in Red. You would think that movie would be in there. Why did they do that? That was a perfectly...
Was Dudley Moore in that?
No, Kate Gene Wilder.
Oh, it was Gene Wilder that was in that
Gene
one.
Gene Wilder,
okay.
Gilda Radner. Charles Kelly LeBrock, I know, was the woman in red. I remember that. Because she was in everything. If she wasn't in the Whitesnake video, God. She was in. She was doing that. That woman got some work over there in the 80s, man. She was working
she
actor.
In Cocktail?
Yes, she was in Cocktail, too. That's
was
right.
I got to be thinking. No, it was Kelly Lynch. She was in Roadhouse. So Sorry, everyone. You're just like... going into our weird, obscure 80s movies conversation.
I don't remember the woman in red being good, but I remember Gene Wilder and Gilda Radner getting to work together.
That's cool.
And Haunted Honeymoon, I want to say.
Oh, good Lord.
Gene Wilder and Gilda Radner. I was like one of the only people in the world that loved that movie.
Probably.
Even my mom, who's the biggest Gilda Radner fan you ever met, was not a big fan of that one.
Hey, man, you could have a long movie career. You're going to make some dogs.
You're going to.
But there's always people that love those, though. They always have their fans. So,
There's a lot of good ones out there. I think also one that came up the other day, actually, with some friends of mine, Everything I Do It For You from Bryan Adams. That one, of course.
Oh, from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry. This video of Stevie Wonder is not, it's kind of,
it's rough.
It's rough.
It's rough.
No.
It's a good thing.
The man was not made for music videos.
No.
He really wasn't.
It's a good thing he didn't have to see it. It's just for the betterment
of him. It's for the betterment.
It's career.
Good song, though. Yeah, I like the song.
Good song. And a fun list. There's a bunch of other ones on there. If you want to have some fun with this one, go to reddit.com and find a bunch of others. I think there's some really good ones out there. A
lot of 80s movies.
A couple
90s, but a lot of 80s movies there.
It was that soundtrack too that Bryan Adams, Sting, and because the three musketeers, that one that they did that with. I always mix those two.
Bryan Adams kind of took the Kenny Loggins torch there for a while in the early 90s, and he did a whole bunch of big soundtrack hits. Yeah,
yeah, I can't blame him. Yeah, get that paycheck,
get that money.
But it's always interesting to see these things. And yes, I am using this to tie into our show Unlabeled. get us your 90s song. Your 90s requests, we want them from you. Seth and I have gone on record as saying that the 90s were the time of a highlight for soundtracks.
Absolutely.
And something I want to do on the show is start featuring a different soundtrack every show. Maybe not the whole album, but playing a song or two from that soundtrack.
That you probably would recognize, yeah.
Where we saw this a little bit in the 70s, a little bit more in the 80s, but never more than in the 90s, where oftentimes the soundtrack was bigger than the movie.
Absolutely.
Get me your requests, everybody, for Unlabeled, and join us every Sunday from 8 to 9 for that, in our great Sunday lineup that we have.
And I can also guarantee that James has probably seen that movie.
Yes, yeah. Whatever the movie is.
He's probably seen it. Wow, you've got a problem,
probably,
man.
Seen it, yeah. I really, I'm going to look into that. I'm going to see if there's some help online for that. I'm going to do that while we go to break and check it with our partners. We'll be back with more fun to wrap up the show here at WFHR.
To everyone making time for life's best moments, let our team member Sandy share how Culver's is serving up celebration by the scoop.
Our rich and creamy fresh frozen custard makes every day a little bit sweeter. Enjoying a handcrafted treat with all the ooey gooey toppings you love, now that's worth celebrating.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a sweet treat to make every moment count.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
No, don't turn on the AC. It costs a fortune to run that old thing. Remember, we only run it when it's like 85 degrees outside, and we turn it off when it's 80 in the house. We can't afford to run it any more than that. Mommy and Daddy had to stick a lot of money in it last year because of a leak.
Wait, you put money in the air conditioner?
Not exactly, but it seems that way to me.
Don't they make better ones now? They make better cars. Isn't that why you bought a new car last year? Because it costs a lot to fix it?
Well, yes. And I suppose they make better ACs now. I wonder how much a new one costs.
Call Tri-City Services for a free quote to replace that air conditioner that feels like it costs a fortune to operate. Tri-City has great financing options to qualified credit on a new AC that'll save you money. You can operate it all summer long without worrying about dipping into your kids' college fund to pay the utility bill. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, be with us next time. Big show. Our friend Trigvi Olsen brings Reed Galen along with him for the Lincoln Project and a surprise guest from MSNBC's Morning Joe. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Warm and muggy today, with high temperatures spiking to the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms spark up this afternoon, with the potential to be strong to severe, continuing to drench us through the evening hours. High winds and hail are possible, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James here. We're going to take it to the top of the hour, wrap things up. Be sure to stick around for Matt and Air on the Air, Jane's amazing show. She's got some great things going on today with the show. And a little bit later in the day, around 2, we'll have the Maggie Dawn show for you.
Mm-hmm.
More on our schedule in a moment. We got to get to this That Ain't Right story real quick.
Okay.
This is a big one. If you had to come up with a fake crime name for yourself, this may be the worst answer you could pick. A 33-year-old man in Florida was caught spray painting a concrete wall on Saturday. When the cops confronted him, he wouldn't tell them his name. They detained him and said he was required to identify himself. So he said that his name, very confidently, was Mr. Monopoly. And that his date of birth was 4/20/69. Oh, hilarious. Okay. Not surprisingly, those were not accurate. The police got a hold of his main driver's license, which his name is Ryan Howard, and that he was born on a less fun date. Mr. Monopoly, quote unquote, Mr. Monopoly, was hauled off to jail. Did not pass go. Did not collect $200.
Sometimes these jokes just write themselves.
Well, and I mean, way to set up the officers.
It's like, true.
You call yourself Mr. Monopoly. Now, like the whole go directly to jail line is just sitting right there for you.
I have to be a little pedantic right here, everyone. Mm-hmm. The character in Mr. Monopoly is not named Mr. Monopoly. Yeah, it's Mr. It's Mr. Pennybags.
That's right.
Mr. Pennybags is his actual name. Yes.
I forgot about
that. Uncle Pennybags. Maybe it's Uncle Pennybags. One of those two, but yeah.
I like the idea that he goes with that name and one of the officers got the reference. Yeah. Like, and still told him, you do not collect $200.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my favorite things is playing Monopoly with different families because everybody's got some different rules.
House rules, yeah.
And I maintain this. You can always tell the families to grow up like mine did without a lot of money or a lot of things. Because everything's way up there. Like, in our house, if you landed on Go, you got $400.
Oh, my gosh.
The free parking was like, we just put money in there.
Yep.
And like, if you landed
on
free...
Yeah, we did that one, too, yeah.
Boom, that was like hitting the lottery.
Exactly.
Like, it just,
doesn't make a lick of sense.
None.
Why does that free parking would get you a lot of... What?
I don't know, but I love that game. we are going to get to some palate cleansers looking at our schedule for today. Join us from 3 to 4. After Maggie's show there, first hour of her show, we'll have Midday Magazine for you, where in part one, we're going to welcome in our good friend, Allison Dairyland's 76th Allison Dairyland, Ashley Hagenau, going to join us.
She's almost done.
Yep.
Got a new one coming up here.
I'm looking forward to talking with that. We'll talk with Ashley about that and celebrating Wisconsin Dairy with her. Always a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And in part two, Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director of the Southwick County YMCA, is going to be with us. We're going to be talking a little bit of the why, thanks to our friends at Tri-City Services.
Very cool.
Looking forward to it. Remember, no Rafter baseball today. They're back in action tomorrow. Going to be in Madison over the next couple of days. And Seth, you had something from our United Way I wanted to touch on.
Just want to remind everyone to sign up for Stuff the Bus and Stuff the Bus Desk. It is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, parents and guardians must register by Thursday, August 1st. It is open to do right now, though. You can go to their website, uwswac.org, click on the Stuff the Desk banner, or you can call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5. And remember, this is first come, first serve, so you got to. If you can, the sooner you sign up, the sooner you'll get to pick what time you can do it. In August, the 16th and the 17th are the 2 days when you'll be picking up your supplies.
Again, you can find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to go to United Way's website, bookmark that, and follow them on social media. We'll talk more about this as we have Terry in with us a little bit later this week, CEO of Your United Way. I know a lot of people are looking for volunteer opportunities, looking for ways to put back into their community, especially a lot of younger people kicking off summer and looking for things to add to their college resume or something like that. One of the better options you have is our Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. You want to be a part of things with them, helping out with Meals on Wheels or preparing those meals. Not only is it a great thing to have on your resume, especially, again, if you're a college kid looking at colleges and everything, but it's going to be one of the greatest things for your soul and for the community. You are going to enjoy this maybe even more than the clients that you're dropping off the meals for.
It's amazing.
I know what I'm talking about. I've done this, and I cannot speak more highly of it. You can find out more and help out our friends in our community by reaching out to the ADRC at adrc-cw.org. adrc-cw.org, or give them a call, 888-486-9545, 888-486-9545. And want to remind you that this Thursday, we got plans, everybody.
Plans.
We're going to meet you at Lunch by the River from 1130 to 1. WFHR is one of the co-sponsors, along with Midstate and our friends over at Renaissance by Renee's. We'll be co-sponsoring with them. We'll have a booth down there. We're looking for you to come on by, say hi, and let us know what kind of things you'd like us to cover.
Right.
What you'd
in terms of news,
yeah, what you'd like from us when it comes to that. We'll pick your brain. You can pick ours.
Absolutely.
We'll collect some email addresses so that you can be a part of our virtual town hall next Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going to be asking questions, the same kind of things about what is it you're looking for? What kind of local coverage do you want us to do here? Because we're kind of in a news desert in a lot of ways, so we'd love to be able to fill that gap.
No middleman, nothing in between us.
Nope.
Just straight up eye to eye, you talking with us, and more of this is what we want going forward.
Yep.
We're going to be having more of this and more great events like this. We'll be at Lunch by the River. Join us along with Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, Jamaican Kitchens, La Taqueria. We're going to have some great food down there.
Yes,
and Lincoln's going to be down there performing. That's your entertainment.
Very cool.
That's going to be cool. That is going to be a lot of fun. We'll meet you at Lunch by the River this Thursday, 11:30 to 1, over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. Seth was pitch hitting today, and I really appreciate you doing that, man. Nice
Not
work.
Not a problem. It was fun.
Great show. Thank you so much to the best listeners in radio. We'll be back at this tomorrow right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the...